Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of Bellator 243. Coming to you from the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. My name is Mark Sirianis. I'm your host. This is Taekwondo Life Magazine Live, and we really are live tonight covering this match. We are featuring Taekwondo Master and Fourth Dan, Master Valerie Lareda, in her fight in the preliminaries against Tara Graf. We have covered, of course, the career of Master Lareda quite heavily in our magazine. I attended with Master Edward Park her New York City debut at Madison Square Garden. And earlier this week, we attended virtually the weigh-ins and the preliminary press conference for Master Lareda. And we are ready to get started, folks, for an exciting match. And we will be with you in the post-fight press conference, win, lose, or draw.
Takes place right here, inside the
moment. Here we go. The flyweight division, the ladies have entered the ring
tonight as we get set for this flyweight showcase.
Master Valerie Lareda against Tara Graf. Master Lareda is 2-0 in her professional MMA career. That is not her Taekwondo career. That is her MMA career.
What an impressive start to her Bellator career, John.
This fight was supposed to take place in January. It was delayed. Then, of course, the coronavirus. And we are now here tonight in Mohegan Sun. 22-year-old Master Valerie Lareda against 34-year-old Tara Graf. The height, the weight, the reach, all very comparable.
Bellator 243 now features the flyweight division scheduled for 3 5-minute rounds. Introducing first the blue corner, F5'4", weighing in at 125 pounds even. Her professional record 1-1. She fights out of Waldorf, Maryland, presenting Tara, the tiny terror grab. And across the cage, her adversary, fighting out of the red corner at 5'4", weighing in 125 pounds.
The red corner.
As a professional, she's undefeated at 2-0. She fights out of Miami, Florida, Master Valerie Lareda.
Here we go. Mike Beltran is your referee.
Trainer is her boyfriend, Mike Pagano, a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Valerie's sister, Master Natalie, in her corner tonight.
First round. You ready to fight? You ready to fight? Hell, let's go.
Here they go. There's the bell.
Lareda
They are circling around. Master Laredo circling to the outside. Tara Graf is controlling the center of the ring. Master Laredo light on her feet. A few punches exchanged, but no real damage being done. 4.5 minutes left in this first round. Master Laredo has been circling the entire time. We know she has good stamina from her Taekwondo training, but this is a formula for getting tired quick.
Valerie training an American top team. Steve Bruno, King Mo, Mike Brown. From Miami. She knows that Tara Graf is very aggressive.
Tara Graf is trying to clinch, but Master Laredo has managed to move out of it.
As far as all of this movement, but it's very smart because she's got someone that's so aggressive. Hey, let me frustrate you. Let me make you overextend.
She is absolutely frustrating her opponent. Tara Graf cannot get her hands on Master Laredo. There we go. Master Laredo is... They have clinched, but to no effect.
Have to deal with something instead of just sticking your chin right there as your
hands are pressed over. Graf tries to throw a right hand but does not connect. Tara Graf has not managed to land more than one or two glancing shots.
Sister Natalie and Valerie began training as babies, they said. Coached each other in tournaments. Mom Millie, Dad Frank, both black belts in Taekwondo.
This is a Taekwondo family. Master Laredo's sister is in her corner, as well as her coaches from Team Taekwondo. Good two-punch combination from Valerie Laredo to Tara Graf's head. No real damage, but some decent shots thrown. Graf's thrown some shots. They have not been effective. Master Laredo is controlling. She is moving. Tara Graf is attempting to tie her up yet again, and she easily makes her way out. There you go, a few shots to the head by Valerie Laredo, nothing devastating, but she is managing to get a few shots in, which Tara Graf is not. Graf is trying to bring her to the ground, but she is not successful. They are clinched with 1:30 left to go. Master Laredo is up against the cage. She has managed to turn it around and thrown her first kick of the fight. They have now separated. Master Valerie Laredo has managed to break the hold, and she has gone with a roundhouse kick to the head, and she's made some contact, but not enough to end the fight.
Also, she just had success there at getting her to the fence because she threw the left hook first, and that landed. But then what she needs to do is draw down.
Laredo is clearing some distance with her left. Yes, she threw a low kick to Tara Graf's calf. Unlike Taekwondo, where calf kicks and thigh kicks are not allowed, in Bellator MMA, they are. We saw a fight earlier this evening end with a devastating calf kick between two of the fighters.
Would love to do some damage to the master here.
Come on.
In this three-round fight.
Oh, Valerie Laredo threw a good combination. Right hook to the face. Left hook to the face. Right kick. And the round is over. Clearly, Master Valerie Laredo controlled the round, but certainly no devastation here. We are starting round two. In Valerie Laredo's, Master Valerie Laredo's corner, and listening to them, which you can now hear very clearly because there are no spectators, you can hear the corner chat. The corner advice was, kick. You came here to kick. So kick and end this fight. Not a surprising bit of advice for a Taekwondo master and former competitor. Tara Graf is attempting to close off the circle this time, attempting to be a little bit more aggressive. But Master Laredo is wearing her down. She has the youth. She has the vitality. 12 years or younger. Enough dancing in the cage. Tara Graf will tire out, chasing her around for three full rounds.
There was one.
Yes.
Graf is definitely throwing more punches this round. She is attempting to end this early. A left roundhouse kick to the head, partially deflected by Tara Graf. But that is what Valerie Lareda needs to do to win this fight. She threw a good left-right combination. Lareda is focused. She threw a devastating right hand. That was probably the most powerful punch she's thrown. She just threw another two punches to Tara Graf's face. She is managing to connect. Yes. Again, two more. Valerie Lareda is showing the world that Taekwondo has a great place in the world of MMA. In our website, we have a great section called Taekwondo and MMA. You can check out any MMA fighters like Master Valerie Lareda that have experience in Taekwondo and have transitioned to MMA. Master Lareda has managed to throw a number of punches to the face. Now Graf is charging her and trying to throw her against the cage. They are now locked, but Master Lareda has managed to turn it around and now has Graf against the cage. She's now broken three. Master Lareda has managed every time to break the clutches of Tara Graf. We are now halfway through the second round. This round has been much more aggressive, and Master Lareda has clearly dominated, clearly frustrating the efforts of Tara Graf. Master Valerie Lareda in the red corner. She's now moved her way up. Master Lareda is still moving to the outside, still controlling the tenor, still controlling the pace of the fight. Master Lareda is starting to slow down a bit after almost 10 minutes of walking around the outside of the ring, controlling the ring. Now it looks like she may have drawn some blood from the face of Tara Graf, from the mouth. This is going to come down to timing. Tara Graf is attempting to muscle her way over Master Lareda, and she leaves herself susceptible to being knocked out. Yes.
The timing, Tara Graf is fighting aggressively. Final minute.
Another few punches to the face from Master Lareda, and an attempt to kick. Tara Graf is bleeding visibly from the nose now. She is visibly bleeding from the nose. Not devastated, but it certainly has. She's taken some shots. There's 40 seconds left in the second round. We are hearing Master Lareda give a sort of key up as she strikes the face of Tara Graf. 25 seconds left in this round. Master Lareda has really exploded as she did in the prior fight in Madison Square Garden. She has these explosions of energy which really are devastating to her opponents. We're down to 10 seconds in this round. And Tara Graf is down, and Master Lareda is now on top of her. This may be the end. We may not get out of round two. No, this round is stopped. It's over. It's all over. Master Lareda has knocked her out with only seconds left in the second round. Exactly as I was talking, an explosion of energy in the second round. Literally an explosion of energy. Master Lareda is now dancing in the center of the ring. Literally dancing. She put on an impressive performance. Impressive performance. I would say this performance was even more impressive. There it is. It was the right hook, right overhand hook that took down Tara Graf. Her body went limp, left-right combination. And she went down, and Master Lareda did not waste a moment. She was on top of her, and the referee clearly saw that she was not defending herself and clearly ended this fight.
That's why Mike Beltran stopped the fight. John, let me ask you. Right when the bell goes, good stoppage.
Absolutely. It does not matter how much time is on the clock or if the bell is even sounded. You see that moment, you say, this person.
This was an extremely impressive finish because it was literally seconds left. Had Tara Graff managed to hang in there, we would have gone on to round three.
She's a little pumped up, and justifiably so. Valerie moves to 3-0. Michael Steve Williams to make it official.
Ladies and gentlemen, inside the Bellator cage, it comes to an end. Official time, 5 minutes. Round number two, the winner by knockout, still undefeated, Master Valerie Larenda.
Shot late in round two. Winner by knockout.
This is unbelievable. She is now in her dough box, dancing in the ring with her sister. This is really an unbelievable. We will be in the post. We will be with Valerie Larenda in the post-fight interview.
Congrats on the performance. What an awesome performance. You seem so happy up there. I mean, we heard you running around yelling, I'm still going to post TikToks. I'm still going to post TikToks.
So I don't care what anybody says. Yeah,
so that made it personal, her comments.
Of course it made it personal. I just didn't answer her. I didn't lower myself to her. I waited till the chance I got to fight when I was healthy so I could shut her mouth.
And so, you know, all week you've had your sister along with you. I mean,
yes.
How special is it? You know, we heard her in your corner. How special is it to have her along for the ride here?
You know what? When I found out I was going to fight in the first Bellator card during quarantine, I couldn't have barely any corners, just two corners. My family always comes with me. And I go, I can't do this without somebody in my family. My sister and I have been training partners since we were 3 years old under my father. I would coach her in tournaments. She would coach me. My sister knows me better than anyone else. And this fight, we had so much fun. We went shopping. We chilled. We run and we cut weight together at the gym. My sister is in peak shape too. She's an amazing training partner. And just having my sister with me made this experience what it is. And I'm just so blessed to have her. She's my assistant. She's my other manager. Abraham's my manager. She's my land manager. She runs my social media. She's amazing.
And so last for me, you know, what would Jorge Masvidal be saying to you right now?
I brought the first one home for the Cubans. He told me before I left, I go, I promise him I'm gonna make you proud. He couldn't do it, but I did it. Thank you to Jesus Gallo, Elite Athlete Performance, George, Charlie, Juanqui, American Top Team, Steve Bruno, Mo. That's my team. I moved back to Miami for my team.
The clock was winding down there when you dropped her. Was there any hesitation? I know sometimes I think in fighters' minds, like, oh, the clock's winding down, but you just went for the kill there.
Let me tell you something. This girl, every single day of quarantine, I thought about her face. The moment I get to punch her like that, extremely necessary, like George would tell me. I don't stop for anything. I don't care if it was 5 seconds left or there was 1 second left. I hit her 50 million times or so she can't get up.
And I noticed you kind of let out a scream towards her at the end there. But you ultimately did shake hands. Was it kind of tough to kind of keep that composure?
Let me tell you something. I'm a master in taekwondo. I've always been professional until this girl. I can't be professional with that girl. When you're telling me I'm being demoralizing to the sport. But you know what? Look at all the girls who look like me, who dance, who want to defend themselves, who are now going to be in MMA because I'm an inspiration to them and they're not scared. That's what I stand for, not what she does.
Congratulations on the big win, Valerie.
Thank
I
you.
Gotta ask, what do you want next from Bellator in terms of a fight? You got anybody in mind or
whatever Bellator my manager tells me. I'm just so hot.
I gotta ask, I mean, just from the way you're reacting, is this so far like the most important win that you've had so far in your pro career?
No, Mohegan Sun, I made my debut here and I told everybody this week I'm going to repeat history. I feel it. I know I'm going to knock her out. I was super nervous this morning. I was thinking, Valerie, why do you do this? Why do you get yourself into this? This girl was jacked, huge. I have little arms and a big butt. What are you doing? You can't do this. My sister, my team told me, Valerie, you do cams with Joanna. You train with most high level and you're competitive with them. Every round with them is toe-to-toe. You need to trust yourself. And it wasn't that I didn't believe in myself. I didn't trust the proof, what I've done previously in my Taekwondo career and what I've done now with Bellator.
Congratulations on the win. I think it's safe to say this is the most gratifying win of your career. How are you going to celebrate tonight?
I'm going to drink wine. Right now, I have 3 bottles of wine waiting for me in the room. I'm going to put on a cute outfit, take pretty pictures, and get drunk with my sister.
How active would you like to stay throughout the rest of this year in 2021? When can your fans, I guess, expect to see you back in the cage?
2-3 more fights. I had the opportunity to fight today, and a lot of fighters don't. So I know it's fair to give everybody an opportunity. So whenever Bellator tells me to go, I'm ready. I'm going back to the gym. Tomorrow I get to Miami. At 8 and 11, I'll be at Gallo's in Miami. I love him. He did my conditioning to this fight. I was active the whole round. I had to do 50 million laps around the ring because she was trying to clinch me the whole time. My defense was circle, so she can't take you down. Throw. She clinched me. I got out of it. I have amazing clinch work. No one's seen that until today. I'm extremely powerful in the clinch. I'm glad I showed a little bit. Even though she didn't take me down, I'm happy I showed more diverse in MMA. I think if I threw three kicks, it was a lot.
We're going to take a couple questions from the internet. We'll start with Mark Piokos. Your line is live.
Thanks. Thank you. First of all, were you surprised how aggressive she was in that first round?
No, I was expecting her to rush in like that, like a dog the whole time. And our game plan was circle to the right, away from her right hand, counter throw fast. I didn't want to kick because she was so close to my distance that I knew if I kicked, she was going to catch my leg and take me down. So I just decided to box, and my finger hurts a little bit.
And with that in mind, I mean, were you expecting to kick a lot more during this fight, or were you really working your hands for this fight?
I thought that I was going to knock her out with a double kick to the head, a Taekwondo thing. But real quick, I realized I couldn't do this in this fight because she was coming forward too much. Taekwondo, I use it. I throw hands first. When they're backing up, I kick. But this girl, she was coming forward too much. I'm like, you know what? I have to box. I have to be a dog. I have to stay in the range, which is my favorite thing to do in a fight. Stay like close range and just throw down.
Our next question comes from Giancarlo Alino.
Hi, Valerie. Congrats on the win. You mentioned Ioana, the training camp you did with her. Was there something you picked up from her and training with her that really helped you in preparation for this fight?
Championship mindset. There's not one athlete in the world that I relate to more than Ioana. Her and I train the same way. We could die training, but we know we're simulating what we're doing in a fight and we don't back down. Ioana told me, you're going to be champ, Valerie. Learn from me. You're next. I'm done soon. You're going to be next. I feel it. You're going to be champ. Just stay focused and don't listen to what anybody says about you. And that's what I did today. And I'm 3-0 right now for Bellator.
And final question for me, Valerie. You know, there was no fans in attendance, so did that have any effect on you and your performance, or like just thinking about the fight tonight, walking in and seeing that it was just you're going to hear everything
in Taekwondo? I have fought my whole life at U.S. Opens, at Nationals, at Pan Americans, at a World Championship, etc., where there's barely any fans. You know, Taekwondo doesn't get that same recognition. And my favorite cup man told me before going in, Valerie, you and I are most accustomed to this than anybody else because we have fought high-level Taekwondo, karate, whatever it may be, where there's barely any fans. This simulates that. And just like that, I went in. It was actually fun and no pressure. I could see my sister, Mo, and Steve. It felt very personal. And I could perform under the lights and no fans the same way. And I'm grateful for Bellator for making it so beautiful. Their production is the best of the best.
Our next question from John Poli.
Hi, Valerie. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
I want to get your thoughts on the stoppage there. Obviously, you dropped her, and I know you got on top of the ground the pound, but, you know, obviously the time kind of ran out there, and there's a little bit of confusion for a couple seconds as whether the round was over, the fight was over. I was just wondering your thoughts on what happened.
I knew the fight was over because that girl's eyes were white, and there was no way that she would get up. I haven't even seen the replay of the knockout. I wish I could see it. So I don't really know. I think it was an overhand or something. And I know it's the end of the round. I know I hit her ratchet like I do my first debut as many times as I could. until the ref had no option than to stop it.
And then, Valerie, it's the last thing for me. When I was watching this fight, it seemed to me like midway through that second round is where you kind of really turned it on there. You started to land a lot of really clean shots there. Did you kind of feel that out there, too, that midway through the second round you were starting to get the better of her and you were, the finish was coming?
My coaches told me, Valerie, everything you're hitting her with is hurting her. And she's a big girl, right? So I didn't think, I knew I could knock her out with my kicks, but with my hands, I don't know. I know I have hard knockout power punch, but no one believes me until today. So I saw her slowing down. I knew everything I was hitting her with was hurting. And she was coming forward like a dog. So in the last 30 seconds, I go, you know what? I'm just going to throw her as hard as I can to see what happens. Like I did with Colby. That's the same thing I did with Colby. I just came forward with all my power and knocked her out like I just did.
Our next question comes from Kevin Varghese.
Hey, Valerie, big fan. Congrats on the win. Listen, you silenced a lot of doubters this time with your statement victory. I can't say I'm really happy that you did because, you know, a lot of these people just talk from just, you know, nonsense. How do you feel right now? You know, you're a rising contender. What part of your game do you think you need to improve on so that you can say, hey, I'm improving on this aspect of my game, and I think I'm ready for, you know, to be a number one contender or even to be champion?
I think that I proved a lot of people wrong, but who I proved the most to, what the caliber of athlete I am, is to myself. I needed this win for myself and for my confidence because it's been a year and 4 or 6 months I haven't fought in the cage. So this win was for myself. But I feel like I'm an amazing boxer. I'm an amazing kicker. I could be amazing Muay Thai. I'm an amazing wrestler because I train with all the wrestlers in Miami. The only place I think I need a little work is my jiu-jitsu because it's a lot of technique and I'm very hard-headed. So I just want to throw hard and I get caught sometimes. But jiu-jitsu is where I need the most improvement. But I think at Bellator's pace and my manager's pace, first on management, I'll make the right decision.
All right, a couple more. We'll go to Connor Northrup.
Hey, Valerie. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
I know pre-fight you said initially you were unhappy last summer with not being able to finish that fight. So being here almost a year later, how satisfying was it to get this done before the judges?
Oh, my God. It was just so satisfying because this girl has been talking crap about me for so long. Okay, so long. And I didn't answer her once. My manager told me something, Valerie, don't reply to her. Don't make her famous. You know who you are. I stood by that. And I waited till I got this opportunity to destroy her face. So this was definitely the most satisfying win so far because every other girl has been decent with me, although I know they all want to take my head off. But this girl was disrespectful, and she said I was demoralizing. Well, I just demoralized her face.
All right, Matthew Putterman, your line is live.
Hey, congrats on the win, Valerie. My first question is to you, where do you see yourself here in the next 5 years in your MMA career?
I'm going to be champ. And then I'm going to go to Hollywood and I'm going to do every single movie and music video. I'm going to be an artist. I'm going to go into music. I'm going to go into film. My dad was an actor and I want to be a commentator for Bellator one day.
Steph, my last question is for you. What is your why? Like, why do you fight?
I fight because I had a very different upbringing and I've always had something within myself telling me that, Valerie, you're meant to be a star. Stay focused. I didn't have the same elementary experience, high school experience. I was homeschooled for the Olympics. I've always had a bigger dream for myself and a plan and a vision. And I know God gave me that talent to not get distracted. So I know I was meant to be someone in this world. I know I was meant to be worldwide. And I know I'm meant to be an example to other young girls that you could be beautiful, you could be elegant, you could be girly girl, you could have your nails done and your eyelashes done and still knock out girls like I just did.
Last question from Randall Folks.
All right, I'm going to make it short and sweet so you can get out of here and go enjoy this victory with your sister.
Thank you.
You had a super strong performance. There's always room for growth. What can you take from this performance that you'll be working on once you get back in the gym?
I just think I was purposely circling a lot. If it were up to me, I would stay in the pocket and throw down. But that's me not being a smart fighter. That's not me fighting to win. So I listen to my coach's game plan. But if there's one thing I would do better for the next fight is just move my head more, because she hit me like one or two times. And I want my face to last me for the rest of my career. So I need to learn to move my head more. And I was very patient, and usually I'm not patient. No, I think I did a lot of good things, and I'm very hard on myself.
It was a beautiful performance. We can't wait to see you again.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, yes. Valerie. Bye. Congratulations.
Okay, that is it. That is the full preliminary, the weigh-in, the fight, and the post-fight press conference. Master Valerie Lareda has done it again. She has been victorious. This is her third professional Bellator MMA fight. All three have been victories. Tonight, a second round knockout, not by feet, but by fists.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.